One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'ma get a scholarship to King's College. I probably should.
All right, hey guys, welcome back to Second Shot Podcast. How's it going?
What's up?
How's it going?
Oh, wait, were you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking
to
you.
Hey,
I'm always talking to you.
Oh, I thought you were talking to the listeners.
There ain't nobody else here.
Sometimes there is.
Yes, it's true. Sometimes.
You know. It's by the way, it's happy 4th of July yesterday to you, George.
Yeah, happy 4th of July last month.
Last month. Oh, yeah. That's what I meant. My time lines are all like fucked up.
Yeah, it's a good 4th of July. I have a bed sore.
Oh, God. A bed sore?
Yeah.
Shit.
I haven't left the bed.
Just
in
been
a week.
Laying in bed. Fuck.
I watched 10 seasons of Futurama in the last
week. Oh, yeah, to get before it went off Netflix.
Well, yeah, it wasn't like I was like, all right, it wasn't like a chosen, like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm going to, this is my goal for the week. It was like, well, I guess I'm not leaving the bed, so I might as well just watch all Futurama.
Seasons 1 and 2 on Monday.
It's good.
Was it good? What?
I'm almost done. Yeah. I have two more episodes. I'm kind of holding off. I don't remember if I watched the last episode.
Is it already? It's already off though now, isn't it? Or no?
It wasn't last night.
Oh, okay.
So by the time this airs, I probably will be. But,
yeah. I'm gonna miss it.
Yeah, there's some good ones that I didn't remember. Like I was kind of a hater on the later season. I'm not a hater, but just like, you know, like. Just didn't really give him a chance.
It wasn't quite the same.
Yeah. Either. Like Naturama, which I was like, the season finale of season 9.
Yeah.
Which I was like kind of eye rolled when I first saw it, but I'm like, that was fucking funny.
Pretty good episode. Yeah. Yeah. Especially like, I love the professor as the tortoise.
Mm-hmm.
Like just
trying
mounting to
mounting the rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
If it makes you feel any better, though, you have a bed sore. My entire body is sore right now because
why is that?
I went kayaking. Well, everyone else was kayaking. Claire and I were in a canoe because we had to hold the beer in the cooler. And so, like, we got, like, the not cushy seats. And, like, my ass is so sore. And I got the second sunburn I've ever gotten in my entire life.
You've only had sunburn twice?
This was only the second time.
Really?
Ever. The first time was when, like, my dad lived in, like, this apartment complex in North Olmsted, like, that nice one by the highway.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Nice. I like that I agree with you. Like, yeah. I mean, I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah.
My ex-girlfriend used to live in that.
Oh, really? Yeah. They're pretty nice, but they had, like, that nice pool out there or whatever. But, like, was just out at the pool all day. That was the first time. And that one was made worse because I got in the hot tub after. This one actually is not that bad. It's kind of just on my face and arms a little bit. But
I don't even see it.
Yeah, I mean, it can't. But
yeah. Trying to avoid that tricky territory right now. I'm a little red, but I'm not like burnt. I don't think.
It's tricky to not be racist, to not be racist, to not be racist. It's tricky.
Tricky. You're black. Tricky.
I met this little black guy.
He had a sunburn on him. I was like, how'd that happen? I thought it didn't happen.
That was tricky.
Did you do anything else? Did you see fireworks?
I didn't see fireworks. Well, no, I did actually, unintentionally. I drove down to be on Lousy Weather Media main show. And as soon as down to Akron, it was like an hour drive or whatever, immediately after like my tiny nap after canoeing, and I was just like, oh, this sucks. It wasn't that bad. I got an okay nap. But when I got there, like fireworks were like popping off in their neighborhood. Like they were standing on their front porch like, I guess.
And they said yes.
Paul's like, yeah, we pay those guys like $4 a week.
Not even enough for the fireworks.
Not even enough for the fireworks. But yeah, it was good. We got drunk and Jorge like ended up coming over and like brought like this bottle of Mexican tequila. He had like Mexican family reunion, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it was like one of those authentic ones with like the worm in it, mm-hmm. and it had only been distilled once. So it like basically tasted like the tequila was like infused with campfire smoke.
I don't know if I could do straight tequila.
Tequila is one of the easier ones for me lately. And this one, like, it was spicy, but it was like,
That's the spicier tequila.
Yeah. It was just basically me and Slim were like the only ones that were like, oh, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I just drank a lot of Pabst and had a burger and then was burping all night while watching fireworks.
Like everyone that went off triggered another burp.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I looked up, and when I wasn't getting ashes in my eyes, I was like, burping. like Robert, the Jinx, Robert Durst. Like,
Durst, yeah.
Just every time I would talk, I'm like,
I had this doctor when I like got shingles or whatever the fuck last year, and the doctor like had this like thing where she just like coughs like all the time in between her sentences, and it's like... It's not even like a real cough. There you go. The burp. It's just like, like it sounds clearly like a fake cough almost, mm-hmm. but it has to be real if she's doing it.
I've been
all
having
time.
That a lot too. Like, I'm trying to stop smoking because of it.
Yeah.
Like, I just get the, like, that right there. It's like, it's not even like, it sounds fake. Like, there's nothing there, but my chest is.
That one even sounds more real than, like, she's more like, sounds like it's, like, her mouth's open and she's like, and then she'll just like walk a couple steps and like it's it's weird. I don't know, like a deep back of the throat, like I don't know,
like a good Coen Brothers character.
Right.
Just walking down the hall
like that's you can't be a doctor and just be coughing the entire time, like every patient you see. Like, you're gonna
feel like there's something a doctor could do about that.
Yeah, like you should, I don't know, maybe it's a mental thing, who knows.
Maybe.
Or something horribly, horribly incurable.
It's some OCD thing.
Yeah.
The world's going to end if they don't cough while walking.
Eesh. Yeah. I've heard crazier theories.
Like what?
Like I heard one time that if you don't catch all the frogs falling from the sky into a basket, no, you have to catch at least 15, then the world will end.
I thought your firstborn child would just die. I might be wrong about that.
When that happens, your world.
We'll have to go to Politico and find out if that's, you know, pants on fire or what. But we'll find out. Stay tuned next week. We'll find out the answer.
Find out the answer.
We're going to go see Spider-Man tomorrow. I'm very excited.
Oh, you got a ticket?
Yeah, I got a ticket.
What?
I told you I got a ticket.
You did?
Yeah, when we were watching Halloween, I told you.
Oh.
Yeah, you weren't paying attention.
But you're going to be where at?
I'm like a seat away from you guys. I mean, unless.
Oh, you are? You told me that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, unless Matt is seat next to you. So I'm probably sitting next to Matt or you.
I think we're like G5 and 6.
Yeah, I'm something like that, like 7 or something like that.
Hell yeah. Dude, that's awesome. We got to do a bonus episode.
Yes, and then I'm trying to find someone else to go with me to the Planet of the Apes triple feature next Wednesday, since we're not recording. Seeing Planet of the Apes a day early. Like, I mean, I'm fucking so excited for
and
that.
And I actually have not seen the first two installments of that.
It's only $25.
I kind of want to go.
Yeah?
And that'll be like...
It's 8 hours.
It might be kind of... It's on Wednesday?
Yeah.
It might be kind of broke.
I might cover
I get paid at midnight, but...
I'll go for half or something, but like...
Word. I mean, like, I get paid at midnight. I can pay you immediately.
But, yeah, I'm just really excited for Planet of the Apes. So.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
And those first two are... The second one is incredible, and I've heard this one's super... Oh, there we go, burp. Super good.
I hear they're awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I always, like, the Planet of the Apes movies, the original ones even, I kind of rid off for, like, a while. Because the first one feels like a Twilight Zone episode. You know, when you watch as a kid, you're just like, oh, it's like another one of those where it's like, yeah, it's cool, it's creepy, kind of, you know.
Weird.
In the same way that I felt about Twilight Zone. And then I grow up and I'm like, holy fuck, this shit's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, one, two, two's really good. Three kind of sucks. Four is probably my favorite one.
I mean, like, I've seen, like, the originals back in the day.
That's what I'm talking about.
I thought you were talking about...
Well, the new ones, too. But, I mean...
Oh, it's all, like, legit, like, all...
They're all connected. I mean, like, this is kind of, like, in the same way Star Wars
kind
of rebooted its universe. Okay. Like, it's kind of, like, this is an origin story of Caesar.
Yes.
So the first one starts with Caesar being adopted by James Franco.
Okay.
In the beginnings of how he becomes an intelligent ape.
So it's sort of like a spoiler alert thing. We know it's going to happen.
Well, it's pretty obvious. Yeah. I mean, like, it. The first one doesn't even really deal with, like, an ape uprising until, like, the very, very end.
Okay.
It's more just following Caesar and being, like, just, you feel so bad for Caesar the entire movie.
Yeah.
Which is, like, I mean, they're, like, it's... There are bad guys in it, but there's no, like, main bad guy in any of them.
Okay.
You know, like, the second one especially.
More like, than it's just, like, a philosophical clash.
Yeah, like, you understand everyone's point of view, and you can sympathize with it.
Yeah.
But, I feel most sympathetic towards Caesar because he's just, like, forced into these situations all the time.
I was just watching, there was, like, some panel with that guy that directed that. It's doing the new Batman, right?
Matt Reeves, yeah.
Yeah, Matt Reeves. And he was talking about, like, how he saw all these parallels between, like, Caesar and Batman, just, like, so that was kind of what attracted him to it. I mean, he's always
he's
been a
good director. He did Cloverfield and the remake of Let the Right One In, which is surprisingly good. Way better than it should have any right to be.
I've never seen that one.
It's good. It's called Let Me In.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that.
With Richard Jenkins, and he's really good in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very excited. It's going to be really fucking good.
I'm pumped.
Got anything else before we go get some chili on a nice hot February afternoon?
Nothing like some hot chili on a hot summer day.
It's almost 90 degrees outside, and we're getting some chili, some skyline chili.
Burnt my skin all day yesterday and today. Yeah. Now I'm going to burn my insides.
I've actually never had skyline chili, so this is going to be a first shot for me.
I think I had it a long time ago, and like I get the premise of it. It's always like, we'll get into it, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not like your typical I was raised on.
Yeah, I heard it's more like Coney sauce.
Yeah, it's like most, it's more pasta, like, sauce almost.
Yeah, like what do you call it? Sloppy Joe sauce
Kyle, kind of thing. I think, like, his family, like, started a franchise, I guess. Kyle Wirtz from...
his family owns a franchise.
Plucking
Kyle's. This is going to be, he's just coming on to get free advertising.
Free advertising. I don't know the updates, if they still, like, own one, or they, like, started one when he was a kid.
It's a conflict of interest. I don't appreciate this.
Our new sponsor, Skyline Chili, Second Shot Podcast.
There's one in Cleveland, and they love all our dick jokes.
Making us the perfect platform to expand their brand in the city.
I come chili. It's super spicy in the pee hole.
Do you ever find it weird that it's called chili, but it's hot?
You know, I do.
Yeah.
I have thought that.
It's really weird.
It is weird. Why is that?
Like, why didn't they call it warm? Warmy.
I call it hottie.
Hottie, yeah.
Yeah.
We call
spicy.
It spicy. Maybe they should rename. Maybe they should hire us as marketers to rename their brand. Skyline Hottie.
Skyline Hottie. there's no way that's not like a local Cleveland rapper.
Or like a Mile High Club porn.
Or both.
Oh yeah, it could be both.
Hey yo, I'm Skyline Hottie.
I'm about to fuck some people on this airplane.
I'm from Cleveland. I like LeBron just like everybody else. I'm 9 is Skyline Hottie. I do the drinks. I sing the pinks. I put it in your stink.
I think that's just Machine Gun Kelly is what you're describing.
Is that what he sounds like?
I'm pretty sure that's just
one,
Machine
two,
Gun
two,
Kelly.
Three, four, one.
I'm a chili boy. I'm a chili boy.
I'm a warm boy. I'm a warmy boy.
Warmy boy.
All right. Well, let's go get some chili. I hope they have cornbread or something because it sounds really good right now.
I think they have a few different selections. I'm going to get a couple things, I think. I've been hangry for this entire intro, and I'm not boiling over yet.
I was going to make pasta tonight, and then I remembered we have to do this. So I'm like, all right. Well, this better be good.
I'll buy some pasta.
All right. Well, we'll see you.
Peace.
I've got to have my Skyline three-way. There's nothing else like it. That spaghetti, chili, and cheese. I can't wait. And at Skyline, I don't have to. Here it comes now.
Here's your three-way.
Wow, that was fast. Now that's what I'm talking about.
Together, at last it's Skyline time.
All right, let's take this first bite of this chili on this nice 90-degree day.
First bite of chili on this hot summer day. Hot chili, check it and see. I got some chili.
It wasn't free.
Wait, so what did you get, George? You
just I got just the chili. It was just chili and beans and cheese.
Okay.
Because I don't like onions.
Classic so. Skyline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I'm like, if you're going to...
Kyle.
You're gonna try and sell us on this thing. You gotta do it right.
Exactly.
Hold on 1 second. I'm gonna.
My bad.
Yeah,
alright, do you wanna do like sound check and everything?
I already did. That's a buzz that was happening last
week. Yeah, I heard a little bit of feedback. I got the five way, which is the spaghetti, and then it's the chili, and then you also get the beans and the onions as well.
Okay, that's what I got.
You got the same thing, right?
Yes. Is that what you normally get? Would you say it's your.
The three or four way, because some people just don't like onions over anything else, and some people don't like beans in their chili.
Okay.
I think it just depends on what your certain tastes are.
Babies. So,
what'd you just get, the three way?
I got the five way.
Five way.
I got everything. The cheese, beans, chili, noodles,
hog
onions.
Wild.
Oh,
all
yeah. Right,
first bite of this chili.
Hmm.
That was surprisingly not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Is there like
I was kind of dreading it. I'm like, everyone's like, oh, it tastes like pasta sauce. I mean, it kind of does.
It's in a way. It's very thin.
I thought it was like redder from what I remember. Did it used to be like more red
colored? I'm not sure. I don't think they've ever really changed the recipe. Maybe they just didn't add as many food coloring to a certain point. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, it's been
a little bit since I've actually been here, so.
It's like... kind of like I'm tasting like cinnamon or something.
Yeah,
you're correct. It's a Greek kind of cinnamon that's only to be rumored, but it's
okay.
They never came out and say this is exactly what's in the sauce, but cinnamon is the big Cincinnati chili way.
Okay.
So yeah, it's definitely some kind of Greek
secretive
cinnamon.
About it.
Ooh, yes, what are those?
These are the cheese conies.
What?
You got one of those too? Yeah.
Oh, it's cheese cones. I thought they looked like four. Like, I didn't wear my glasses today. I'm blind, so I'm looking across the table. I'm like, those look like four little chimichanga things or something.
No, this is just so much cheese. So if you can't get some cheese, I don't recommend going to Skyline ever in your existence.
I'm a little lactose intolerant, but I can't stop eating dairy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just impossible.
This is better with Tabasco sauce in it.
Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do in this situation when you're eating, like, cheese and stuff? Or just you put the cheese on the side entirely, or?
No, I just eat it.
Okay.
Like, I tried to give up dairy, or, like, was drinking, like, almond milk for a little while.
Yeah.
Went back to regular milk. It's too good.
Mm-hmm.
Never stopped eating ice cream, never stopped eating cheese.
Yeah, you tell me not to eat a fucking ice cream, I'm going to kill somebody.
Yeah, I can't not do that.
And cheese. Wow. Cheese is like, oh man. There's like, this is just like a spoonful of cheese right here. But
right there. Look at that. Look at that drip right there. It's like the stiff peaks, like in an opposite way, I guess.
What's your history with Skyline? Like, why do you love it so much? Because I haven't found too many people that, obviously there's only one in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, the other closest one, like we went to the one in Ridge Park Square in Old Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
and the other closest one right now is Lyndhurst, Ohio. Mm-hmm. So about 40 minutes away, right by Akron. My mother used to work at Skyline Chili, and she helped open the majority of the Skyline Chilis around in this area.
Mm-hmm.
I had texted her on the way here just to make sure I got them all right, but they had some in Rocky River and Gert Northern Mall.
Really?
So it had this certain boom to it, probably when I was like 4 or 5.
Like the 90s?
Yeah, so basically like the 90s boom. And well as Lyndhurst,
mm-hmm.
and then Cincinnati, obviously, because that's basically where it started.
Like all over.
Yeah, Cincinnati, Kentucky, Indiana, and Florida for some reason.
That's weird.
I don't know why. My mom helped open all these, so I ate this all the time. And I actually used to live across the street from the one that we went to.
Okay.
So we just had that, like, it's just free food for her children.
Yeah.
So why would she not give it to us all the time?
And now
we're here. Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like anything like incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something I'm like, oh my god, you have to have this. But
mm-hmm.
I'd only heard of this place. Like, I always kind of was like, oh, it's just a Cincinnati thing. I've been over by that Ridge Park, and I've never actually seen this.
Mm-hmm.
But I was doing I was doing this show in LA when I went out there for a minute.
Okay.
And it was just like, it's basically a storytelling show where basically you tell a story about something you're not proud of.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, everybody does a shot and says, "We still like you." It's called "We Still Like You."
Okay,
I like that concept.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's a great show. I think it's a podcast, and I think it's also based out of Chicago as well.
Okay,
but the night they were doing it, they had this guy just drawing all of the stories, just freeform.
Yeah,
and I have a picture in my room. He misspelled my name, which is understandable.
Of course, it happens.
But then he also drew Skyline Chili because he's like, "Yeah, I wasn't paying attention. I thought you said you were from Cincinnati." Is that the only thing I could think of about Cincinnati?
Exactly.
So I have Skyline Chili hanging in my room.
I would like to see that after this episode of the podcast.
Yeah, I will definitely bring you to it because
that's
not
the only thing you can think of about Cincinnati. Not like
I can't think of anything else.
Not like the fucking sports team. I think of sports teams first, but I guess that's
all. Cardinals,
Reds, Bengals. I think that's it. Unless no, they don't have a hockey team. But
well, I mean, I definitely wouldn't be the first person to think of the the first thing I'm thinking is just like, yeah, shitty chili.
Well, I guess that kind of makes sense. But so parents open up. A bunch of franchises in the area.
Yes.
What are some of the main insults you hear about the chili? Like, I've heard a few, like, it's just like pasta sauce, like, mm-hmm. and
it's just very thin. The cinnamon tastes like garbage.
People aren't used to having sweet stuff in their savory.
Exactly. So it's just people tend to not like this kind of food. It's definitely the cinnamon aspect. It's definitely a regional kind of chili.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, people tend not to branch out of what they like. I don't blame them. I mean, mm-hmm. there is better chili out there, but when it comes to fast food chili, I tend to either go for this or like a Wendy's chili if I have to.
Those are the only two fast food chilis I can think of.
Yeah, really offhand. So
this isn't as ketchupy as I was really worried it was going to be really ketchupy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to think. Mm-hmm. That's what I had imagined.
Yeah. This is solid. I mean, for, what, $5 for this thing?
Yeah.
Not bad. I wish there were more beans. I think they just kind of threw some beans, like a mm-hmm. small spoonful of beans at the bottom of this.
Yeah. Plate. You tend to have to ask for more if you want more kind of thing. Because as we were there, we did the whole cafeteria-style thing. So you kind of have to go through the whole rigmarole and aspect of that.
It's like asking for guac at Chipotle.
Exactly.
True. You know?
I don't know if it's extra. This is the first time I've been there in years, so...
All right, okay.
I don't go very often because the... caloric intake of this once in a while makes me, and I'm going to eat
just
all
beans
of this.
Alone.
Yeah, just the beans alone. I'm gonna pass out after this podcast. So I tend not to. This is not a I'm going to go do something after this kind of meal. So
I was like starving when I was there, and I'm like so fucking hungry. I'm gonna get like two, maybe three things.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, that bowl doesn't look too big. Let me get the coney as well. And I'm like not even halfway through my pasta right now. And I'm like, oh, it's kind of heavy.
It hits you. It really does.
Feel my heart beating.
There's part of me that wishes we would have eaten there.
I'm sweating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Only because...
You get the whole experience.
That room depressed me.
Yes. So I didn't want to say it until we got here, but every time I go in there, you just feel depression and sadness in that room. There is something really special about that. Like, makes me want to do, like, a comedy show there because I want to see the dynamic of that because there's no...
That'd be
like,
a fucking nightmare.
Some people are happy there, clearly.
Live at
They're
Skyline
there.
Chili.
Oh God, I would, I would pay the cover. That's not a problem.
Who's on the Skyline up tonight?
Yeah. it's just there's just like interesting people there. It's right off the highway, so you always get like sometimes you get truckers there. Sometimes
drifters.
Yeah, they all look like drifters.
Well,
I mean,
also in Parma.
This is true. This is true. Yeah. As I said earlier, I used to live across the street from there, so I know all that type of people that go there, and it's undesirables, I guess, would be a really nice way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
So
I say as I drop more cheese into the
Exactly. I hope your mics picked that
up. I love
that. Was
this cheese setup is just so amazing. Like, I can't. It's like
so like just janky. I love it.
I know.
Like, I feel like I they took a cold fish home from the fair.
Exactly.
And it turned into cheddar cheese.
Yeah.
You just squished it down. You threw that ping pong ball in there so well.
I would love it so much more if fairs just gave out little baggies of the snack goldfish.
cheese. Oh, God, that'd be amazing.
Little cheddar cheese goldfish or pizza flavor even.
Ooh, there we go.
Or maybe do they have chili flavor goldfish? If they don't, they should.
Like regular chili?
Do you guys have goldfish have, like, listeners? Maybe we can reach out to the goldfish company. I don't know who makes those.
Yeah, I mean, the only people who have the attention
span to listen
to this.
I thought you meant goldfish listeners. Like,
oh, no.
Little
no,
goldfish that are a fan of podcasting.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. They have small brains, so podcasting
goldfish
is perfect.
Are our only listeners because they're the only ones with attention spans.
That is true, and they always forget, so they will listen to the same episode over and over again, raising your view count, and
that's
wonderful.
Yep, that's strategic.
They also are the only ones who think we're smart in any way.
I'm going to start taking out more goldfish ads.
I like it. I mean, they do.
This episode brought to you by goldfish, the animal, not the cracker.
Because the goldfish are not going to definitely do your views if they're,
oyster,
you know,
crackers.
Yes. Yeah. How do you guys feel about oyster crackers? I know this is another thing that some people
like, and
some people like. I can eat oyster crackers just out of the box.
Yeah.
I just think they're good, and I like them better than saltines. I feel like saltines are too salty. I feel like they don't have enough texture.
Yeah.
But that's
just like saltines because I love to shove them all in my mouth and. Just see how many I can get before my mouth just like closes completely up, and
like
I can
dicks.
No longer get any air.
Do you know how many that
exactly
is?
Exactly like dicks.
Dicks and saltine crackers. We want to know the number for both.
Dicks probably
3 for each.
Maybe like a half.
A half a
half
dick?
A dick.
Okay,
that's
and
it.
Then, that kinda,
wow.
Yeah, you know
that's your record. What was your previous
as far
record?
As I can remember. It, you know,
you can remember. Okay.
And it's not like I'm going up in increments of a millimeter is what I'm.
Okay.
So like no matter what the dick size, it's just upping the millimeter. It started off on 1 millimeter.
Yeah.
2 millimeter. 3 millimeter.
That and, makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And just record, like I'm taking a scientific approach to it, you know.
Okay, how long has this scientific study been going on for?
Mm.
I feel like this is, you're in the trenches.
You're 27 now, right?
27.
Yeah.
So probably, right out of high school.
Okay.
You know, like 10 years.
18?
Yeah.
17?
Once a year, every year on my birthday. I don't know if that math matches up or not.
Maybe. I'm gonna agree and nod and go, yeah, it does. Okay.
Well, depending on the dick size, half a dick is relative.
Okay.
So
it's all relative at the end of the day, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So what was your first?
My first what?
Dick. Or saltine.
My first saltine was at the tender age of 4 years old or 3, maybe.
Okay.
Oh, you're young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get sexy.
Yeah. Let's get really close to the mic at that point and talk about your 4-year-old
and
cracker.
What happened? So it's kind of a paired experiment. I will every year eat one more saltine cracker than I did the year before on my birthday and then suck a little bit more of a dick. So it just gets drier and drier every time.
I like adding a little milk in there. Just kind of
just to slosh it up a little bit. Yeah.
It doesn't get too dry.
Yeah.
Maybe some cheddar cheese, shredded cheddar cheese.
But, so we don't have any saltines. I don't know my record, but I am going to try and get that whole bag in my mouth after I eat this chili.
I like this. I like this idea.
I'm just going to pop. I'm sure everybody hates us right now.
Yeah.
Just
listen to us
I
all.
Love this. This is
fun.
Well, it's like the first thing I pitched was soup, and I said we should just do the whole episode where we're slurping
see,
soup.
See, I hate soup.
I will return back one day and we'll do a soup episode because soup is garbage.
Well, for... All listeners, I will say, so this makes a little more sense why we are doing this. It makes more sense to do the food one with you, Kyle Wirtz.
Yes.
Kyle is famous for being a kind of, well, like all of our friends know, he is kind of being a foodie type guy.
Yeah.
I would say.
That's the first time I've heard of it, but
he's a foodie.
At least I always have thought, like.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you have
all foodies usually suggest Skyline chili first.
Yes. This is my chink in the armor is my Skyline pass, so it's
this
fine.
This is your Fast and the Furious.
Well, you got into food.
Whoa, which Fast and the Furious, though?
Oh, no, I'm a huge Fast and the Furious
fan.
Okay,
gotcha.
Everyone's, I'm like a big film fan. Everyone's like, why do you like Fast and the Furious? I'm like, because it's fucking awesome. Because
it's awesome. Yeah, I listened to that episode. Did you guys have Sam D for that one?
No, that was Chelsea King.
Chelsea King.
Gotcha.
It kind of sounds same.
Sam D did Edge of Tomorrow.
That's what it was. Yes, Live, Die, Repeat. That was also wonderful.
Yes.
It's a great movie.
But no, like...
Live, Die, Repeat Again, coming out
maybe
this
your
year.
Fans as Mayor Wirtz
yes.
think of you as a foodie based off your YouTube series,
mm-hmm.
as well as your like, went really fucking viral. When
yes.
was that? How long ago was that now?
Ooh, a little over a year now.
Yeah, you may have seen it. You probably have, honestly. I think if they're listening to our podcast, like they've definitely seen that.
Yes,
like,
there is some kind of 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon
going on. Guy Fieri singing or eating to hurt.
Guy Fieri, yes. yeah, eating to hurt, which is
yes.
like
an amazing. A lot of my favorite things.
I know. Well, what? Eating.
Nine Inch Nails. Guy Fieri.
Yeah. Guy Fieri. I actually just got his cookbook for my birthday. I'm very excited to go through it. As ridiculous as that man is, he can cook some food once in a while, and it's pretty good, I must admit.
Donkey sauce on
Well, donkey sauce is just aioli, and that's so easy to
make.
That's
a real
so.
Thing, donkey sauce?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's a thing he made.
Exactly.
Yeah, just
the first time you tried Skyline Chili, can you think back to that time? Did you actually make it to Flavortown?
I think that when I was a child, probably the tender age of 4, that's
yeah.
probably when I started eating this food, I think, at that
the same
age.
Time I started eating crackers and sucking dicks.
Exactly. It's yeah. just everyone's got their own path
yeah.
to choose from, and I went down the more food route, you went more of the down of the love route, and that's very important.
It wasn't out of love.
Okay.
Science.
Science.
Yeah.
And yes. love.
Did you get like
I love science.
Did you get a like
fucking love science.
Like a scientific coat to wear while you're sucking the dick?
Mm-hmm.
There's an yep. actual word for that, and I just totally
a lab coat.
Yep. I just kept talking and hoped that no one's gonna say
also
anything.
Had scientific goggles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you need those.
Well, that's
goggles.
Just for splatter.
Yeah. Especially if there was a second shot. In there.
Yeah. Oh man.
You only shoot once.
Yeah.
Scientist.
Yeah. You should have learned that after many years of dick sucking experience.
You shoot once and you fall asleep.
I only suck the scientist dicks also.
Okay.
Well, yeah, they're definitely not shooting very easily.
What's
Bill Nye, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
What's the term for when they do a scientific study but they do it so small that it doesn't really count? It sounds like that, since you're only doing scientists. I think you should really, it's like a micro sample size, basically. I think you should really expand your mind and horizon
yeah.
to other kinds of dicks. Maybe like working class dicks,
or
like factory
like,
workers and stuff.
Or like
podcast co-host dicks.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
I can leave.
I think we basically just said we want to suck each other's dicks.
You want to try right now?
That's fine. You guys can do that. I'll just keep eating. It'll be the same sounds.
All right, he wants 7 millimeters, he wants 8 millimeters.
I want all 6 inches.
Oh, my God. I can't wait till everyone listens to this.
I know, this is going to be... You're either going to get a lot of love, or you're going to get so much hate, it's going to be amazing.
I mean, it's food.
It's food, yeah.
There's always been an oral fixation. It's what it's about.
Exactly.
This is
going
to be... Yeah,
if you don't understand it, you're not a real foodie.
That's
anyone
right.
who start, like, if they, they'll get to the halfway point, they'll start hearing us talk. And they'll be, and they're just going to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even going to finish it. So.
I wonder how many people are going to think we're eating chili or we're actually just sucking dicks.
We're doing both.
All the noises
yeah.
we're doing.
We're multitasking. It's important.
Also, we're saying a lot of very important things.
So, like, I probably...
So, Kyle, do you, when you take a bite of this the first time, every time,
yeah,
do you get transported to being a child like in Ratatouille? When he eats Ratatouille?
No, but that's a good reference. No, not necessarily. I think once in a while I think back of eating Skyline with my whole entire family. It was kind of like an event kind of thing. It's like a big dinner thing. It's like when someone does like a taco night
it's
when
like
you're a
family
kid.
Thing,
yeah, exactly. We always, we would go get Skyline or like my parents moved to Strongsville at some point when I was a child. Mm. So we used to actually buy it from the can, which I also recommend. It's one of those things
where
they
can this?
Yeah, they can this stuff.
All right.
And I must say, it is pretty much the same.
Well, I feel like they just probably just put it from the can into this at this point. Like.
And that's fine. And I'm totally okay with that. They also make ones that are microwavable with the spaghetti in itself, which isn't as good because you're microwaving it in
that
regard.
Like in the frozen section?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think about my family sometimes when I eat this stuff. Not often though, because normally I'm like drinking like really hard. I don't have time. I have to like really focus on my task at hand here.
Well, do you have a food that does that? That brings you back to your childhood?
Mm, It'd probably have to be like hot dogs, actually.
Okay.
Now here's a question for both of you. Mm-hmm. Do you prefer a grilled hot dog, a microwave hot dog, or a boiled hot dog?
Grilled, then boiled, then microwave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Put it in that order.
I would never. Just easier.
It was easy.
Yeah.
But.
Gotcha. Like yeah.
It was the 4th of July yesterday. I didn't have a hot dog. I was really upset.
You didn't have one hot dog on the 4th of July?
And then it was either, double actually. Hot dog day at work today, and I didn't have a hot dog.
Oh my gosh. I didn't have one.
I want to work at a place where they have a specific day called double hot dog day.
Just that buy one, sounds get one lovely. Hot dogs,
oh, okay. I thought they were just giving out
but
hot
you can
dogs.
Get like Coney sauce and shit on it. So,
oh,
like,
there you go.
For my 21st birthday, I called it double hot dog day.
Because he took 2 millimeters.
Yeah, you doubled up on there. You gotta catch up a little bit.
It's two dicks, but 1 millimeter.
I need to get off that. I keep going back. Like
you need to get it back on.
Once you pop, the fun don't stop. You know what I'm saying? But, so I wanted to go back to my chill experience.
Yeah.
I thought it was like I probably wouldn't have liked this.
Yeah, it's an
like
acquired
10
taste.
Years ago.
Even as a like a child or like a teenager, like
yeah.
It's very specific.
Shit ton of beans and meat and onions, and they would pour a full. My mom would pour a full beer into the pot on the stove.
Yeah,
and just be super chunky, super spicy, as well, and so like that was. I never thought I'd like Skyline based off what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it when I was little, but I don't remember. But then like I started, like when I moved out and started cooking and experimenting, I started to put cinnamon into my pasta, not dicks, into my pasta sauce.
bring it back.
I stir it now.
God, that's got to hurt so much. Jesus.
Depends on if it's hot or not.
I guess so.
I'm into
that's
pain.
That's fine. That's fine.
Into pain, yeah.
Everyone's into their
Devin,
own thing.
Devin, we have so much to discuss.
I know.
Mr. Sex, George Sex Dungeon Dunn.
It's got a good ring to it, I must admit.
Sex
but
dungeon.
No, so I like start putting cinnamon into my pot. So basically, I think I got like the acquired taste to it, and now like I actually really like this.
Cool.
Like, I didn't think I was going to like
it. I was kind of dreading this. Honestly, yeah, I know. Like, I was like, I'm just going to make pasta tonight. And then I remembered I had to do this. I'm like,
yeah.
Fucked.
Yeah.
You know, like, and then I'm like, what? Not bad.
I totally get that. I was actually, I felt bad when I had offered this because this is something that, even though you said we didn't like soup, felt like this was the one that I would say the majority of my friend group does not enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And when I said that, I was like, I was about to offer up like rides to you guys and whatnot. Cause I just felt bad. I'm going to make you guys consume this item with me and then make you guys talk about it.
I would have been
for
pissed if I didn't have the option of no onion.
Yeah.
Cause I onions and mushrooms I can't do.
Okay.
So the fact that I was able to get it without onions is
good.
Is good. I probably wouldn't go. Well, we'll get into final opinions later, but like,
yeah.
I'm digging this. Like, cool. I mean, I'm done now, but
yeah,
I'm George Dunn, but you know.
Well, now I guess the question is, would you expand further on the menu? So we got the chili, we got the spaghetti, we got the five way, and the cheese conies, and they also have like. Fries, salad, and they have like a burrito, like a chili burrito.
Well, the fries and the salad, it's like I feel like I can get anywhere.
It is what like, it is. Yeah.
Do they put the chili on the fries, like chili fries? As well?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
I feel like that's a missed opportunity if they don't.
Yeah, that'd be a hit and a miss right there. But it's the one thing I don't get because I know what I like and I tend to get what I like. So I don't really expand out of that horizon of the five way and the cheese conies. That's enough for me. But some people like the burrito and stuff, and I feel like that's not. The best way to eat this food, yeah. But I guess
put this inside of a burrito.
Yeah, basically. I don't think they put the spaghetti in there, but put like the chili. And,
spaghetti
yeah.
burrito.
Yeah, that's that's real weird. That's we're getting real dark real quick. So
I feel like the burrito would probably be a no go for me.
Yeah,
like, this is like. I'm expecting something from a burrito, whereas like if I'm eating this out of a bowl, like a cup. You know, it's like, yeah, it's chili or soup or whatever,
yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
like eating it out of a burrito, I'm like, what the fuck is this? It's like thin and weird, runny.
Yeah.
I feel like it would just get all wet and soggy.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why you got to eat there, and they give you that cafeteria tray.
You put beans and meat and tomato into burritos anyway.
That's true. I don't know. I guess,
you mean like the water consistency?
You don't put chili.
Maybe.
Yeah, you don't put chili in it. Like, I mean, it's different.
Well, people will put chili on top of burritos. Like, I've seen that a couple times.
Really?
It's a very rare kind of thing. It's not normally a Mexican style burrito, but
yeah. Like, I like wet burritos, a knife and fork burrito.
Yeah,
but I don't know. It doesn't work well with the consistency of it.
I just have to go back. I'm gonna keep it consistent. George, you just said you like wet burritos.
Yeah. Delicious. We drove by Luchita's on our way there, and I'm like, oh, that sounds so good right now.
By the way, did you guys notice the excitement of the woman behind the counter when you guys told her that you guys have never been here before?
I felt like
her eyes lit up because she wanted you to stay.
Yeah, it was like an excitement. Because, her life is monotonous.
Exactly. She's just putting the cheese on the coney, putting the mustard in the onion.
The people behind us walked in, and she just waved. She's like, fries this time?
Yep.
Like, they already know the order.
Yeah, they're regulars there, and that's I don't recommend eating this all the time. I like it once in a while. All the time, it's like you're gonna get slow. Like I already feel like my speech is slowed just because I ate most of my food.
I'm gonna play GTA until I fall asleep right after this.
Oh, that's wonderful. Online or story mode or whatever.
Well, I just bought it again.
Oh, nice.
It was like $30 on PlayStation. So
okay.
Just the story mode right now because I forgot how good that fucking story is.
It's good. It's good.
And the acting's fucking great
too. Mm-hmm. That's probably one of the first GTA games in a long time that I actually completed the story mode and didn't just deter off completely.
Yeah. It's fun without cheat codes.
It's
the only one that's fun without cheat codes.
Yeah, I can't play GTA 3 or 4 without a rocket launcher and have everyone mad at me. Yeah,
GTA 4 kind of sucked.
In retrospect. Yeah, it did. It expanded the world a little bit in the fact that I could. It's just a bigger world that you can screw around in, but the story was. The idea of the story was fine. No. No one did. But I like the idea of the background of it being like, oh, this is like a rags to riches story, but he never gets the riches. Mm-hmm. Like at the end of the day, he's still it's not worth it. You could just watch the clip on YouTube.
Yeah, it got tedious.
Yeah, it got real tedious real quick. So I think I didn't finish it either. I just watched the ending on YouTube somewhere because I can't I don't have the time to put into something I don't want to do. So
Five ended pretty well from what I remember.
Mm-hmm. I think you get to check out. Depending on who you pick at the end, changes
you can
the story
to kill
and whatnot. Yeah. So spoiler.
I'm gonna try and
spoiler alert.
I'm gonna try and go back to that and change that up.
That's wonderful. But,
well, I mean, do you guys have more to say about chili? What do you guys feel about general?
What do you guys like in your chili? Because it seems like you guys both like chili. I mean, you wouldn't have eaten this if you didn't like it.
I like the chunkier, spicier chilies.
Okay. Habaneros, poblano peppers.
Sometimes.
Cayenne, stuff like that.
Sometimes, or if just it's like whatever's in the sauce to make it spicy.
Okay.
I've been getting really into later years, when I lived at Dag House, my roommate Christine would make this really good chili with corn and potatoes actually in it.
That's
interesting.
Well.
And it was really
more
fucking
like a stew
good
at that point.
Yeah, it was almost stew-esque, but it had all the chili seasonings and beans and pepper. And I don't know. I'm getting into that lately. Chunky chili. Yeah.
Chunky chili?
I like my chunky chili.
Chunky chili nuisance.
I like my chili chunky.
George, what do you like in your chili then?
I'm pretty plain.
Okay.
Just beans and cheese.
Surprise.
Meat. I mean,
No onions.
No onions. Yes. But I mean, I feel like I like the accents of them being in there. I'll just eat around it.
Yeah.
You know, because normally when people make chili, they're not just making it for me.
Yeah.
So
it's for a big group. It's usually a big pot.
And it's usually stuff that I'm not into, but I'll eat around it. I've just recently started getting into spicy stuff.
Okay.
I couldn't do it for a long time because I have the stomach of a 40-year-old Jewish man.
Gotcha.
You know,
that'll do it.
So, I mean, I'm just getting into sriracha and hot sauce and stuff. But for a while, it was just, pretty boring.
Yeah.
Pretty mild.
Gotcha.
But now I'm getting, more spicy stuff.
What happened to your old stomach?
I got rid of it. I gave it to a 40-year-old Jewish man.
Oh, you just traded stomachs?
So. Yeah, and he actually had he had the stomach of a 28-year-old white kid from Lakewood.
How convenient.
Yeah, that's very nice.
How convenient.
He's like, I don't eat spicy food anyway.
He had a stomach accident. I had a stomach accident. It was all
Describe what a stomach accident is, though.
Yeah. Well, because
I'm real confused by it. I can't. Yeah.
And then he's like, oh no. Yeah. And then pooped himself to the hospital.
Was he like shaking his legs in the cafeteria area?
He like flew away from the poop in his butt.
Oh, okay.
But he was able to like maneuver himself right to the hospital.
Man, this is a highbrow podcast.
That's
poop jokes with aerial jokes. This is wonderful.
One of our most sophisticated episodes, honestly. Yeah.
I mean, we're eating into a microphone, which is already in itself a no-go. And
we're eating
and
fast
audio.
Food into a microphone.
Yeah. I just, when you made me laugh at that, I just like
he spit out some crackers.
It's like a little piece of bean when I'm.
Oh. I paid for these microphones.
Perfect.
And now they come with beans.
And now you clean them.
Now I
don't clean beans.
I know that we're listening to us eat and whatnot, but you guys are like watch people eat on like YouTube or whatever.
No.
Oh, okay. That's my jam. Yeah. I say your roommate walked in and talked about Joey Chestnut. I immediately about Matt Stoney. They competitive eating is something that I'm very much weirdly excited about.
How appropriate that we are eating these chili conies on July 5th.
Yeah, exactly. America's we're just birthday. a little off. I mean, they would need the cheese cone, just be the hot dog and the bun, but you know, it won't go down.
Happy
as
birthday,
quick.
New Mexico.
That's what we should have done. We should have raced to see who could eat it quicker.
Oh God. Oh no.
Why
do you like competitive eating?
I just find that to be so interesting to watch someone consume so much food in such a little time.
Mm-hmm.
To have that kind of stomach capacity, I feel like is something you have to work on. You have to really commit to doing something that we do every day normally. Yeah. So it's like you have to be either really into food or have no other skills, and I find that to be amazing. So like this
I'm
one guy
kind of like I don't have skills.
No other skills or interests.
Or interests besides food. Like everyone has to eat. Like that's a normal thing. I'm going to take it to the next level and eat 25 Big Macs in 10 minutes. Like
most of my
sounds like
day
a
eating.
Fucking nightmare.
It's a nightmare, but it's like it's a car crash.
They do you ever like watch? Sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, do you ever watch like behind the scenes? Like do they like listen to music at least while they like train? Like a gym?
It depends. I will watch.
Listen to Queen.
They do.
Just getting pumped up.
The one guy that I like, he's such a dolt. His name is Randy Santel. And I'll have to show you the video. All of his intros, this is only going to be for you guys. He goes, hi there, Randy Santel, Atlas with Atlas and Zeus Promotions. And he always does this stupid fucking hand thing. And he always spins his hat around like that arm wrestling movie from the Sylvester.
Over the Top.
Yes, he does that movie before he eats. And he puts on headphones and he listens to Kesha and Miley Cyrus and Britney Spears. And this guy is like 7 feet
like
fucking tall.
Oh my God.
It is amazing. But yeah, something about that, that's what it's all part of that food thing. I like cooking food. I like watch people cook food. I like eating food. I like watching people eat tons of dumb food all the time. It's amazing.
Yeah. I work in a kitchen, so like I'm around food all the time, and I enjoy cooking.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy cooking when I'm working,
mm-hmm.
but I enjoy cooking when I'm like at home.
Yeah,
you know, and I have the ingredients that I need.
How often do you cook then?
Now, not very often.
Why is that?
Because I do it for a job.
Okay.
You know, so now it's just like. You know, I have chicken, and I'll just throw some together, like chicken and rice or something.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's still cooking in its way.
It's basically just, nothing.
Okay.
But, you know, like, I mean, I enjoy cooking, but it was relaxing to me until it became a job.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I don't – it's like watching people play video games. I just don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't watch people eat. Cause
yeah.
It's
like,
even I
like,
just want to do that.
Yeah, like, exactly.
I do like watching, like, some crazy speed runs in video games sometimes.
All
so
the
kinda, like,
summer games done quick, I think, is going on right now for charity.
Oh,
and
really?
They just they did some – I think they're doing Zelda stuff later today. Ooh. I'm not exactly sure. Have you guys seen someone speed run Zelda?
New one?
The old one, Ocarina of Time. When that's the only one I remember. So
I'd love to see someone speedrun
Breath of the Wild,
because you could technically go right straight to Ganon.
Exactly,
like at the very beginning of the game.
It was just that stuff is. So you don't like watching anyone play games because you just want to do what they're doing. Then
I mean it's like the point of a video game.
That is true. No, I get it. I totally get it.
And
I do
the same point with eating. Like I'm not gonna watch someone else eat.
That is true.
Just like I don't want to listen to a podcast of people eating.
Sorry. So you're not gonna listen to this again? I don't understand.
No, I'm a narcissist.
Why.
I listen to my own podcast. Oh, I'm perfect. Laughing my own jokes. So.
That's amazing. I like. Do you add a laugh track? I mean, I've listened to the majority of the episodes, but I feel like once in a while, I throw a laugh track in.
I should. When my jokes don't land, which they all do, but like.
Yeah obviously.
I say it'd be a rare usage.
Yeah.
Very rare.
Very rare.
I don't know. I used to watch the speed dating things growing mm-hmm. up. I will confess, I was a horny little pervy boy.
Okay, go on. wait, the beginning of this podcast didn't really help you with that. So.
Yes, no, not at all.
So it started with putting a hot dog in your mouth and it moved to a dick.
I loved watching, who was that Asian chick who was really good that used to compete?
Oof.
She used to do it all.
I'm thinking of a lot of porn stars, but not anyone you're thinking.
But I just loved watching her shove wieners in her mouth very quickly, and like I was a perv, and I was just like, "That's kind of hot." But then I was also like, "Go Kobayashi."
Yeah. Do you get your wiener bit often? Is that like something that you're into then, or is it just the act of the item being phallic?
It would be a quick wave of like complete elation to terror and fear, because it would just be like the insertion of the hot dog into the mouth, followed by the chomp, and obviously the chomp's not very good.
And also looks gross when they're like dunking into water.
That is really gross.
All you're doing, you're not even like tasting it at that point.
No,
it's just like you're just shoving things down your throat.
And that's why I like watching, because like I like watching them do it, because I know I'm never gonna dunk a bun in a thing of water and then eat it.
Yeah,
but they're gonna do it, and I'm fine with that. That's okay.
Soggy bread grosses me out.
Yeah, it's real gross. It's real gross. I just don't...
It's moldy real quick.
I don't understand how you can eat... Like, Joey Chestnut yesterday ate 72 hot dogs with buns. Like, how
do you... Is that the record?
I'm not sure. Do you know if it was the record?
No idea.
Gotcha.
My brother apparently is a connoisseur of food.
Competitive eating. I got excited.
Like seeing wieners shoved in mouths.
Well, he's playing Super Smash Brothers, so that's obvious.
Okay, fair enough. I don't know. Something about eating is just very exciting and very. I like to put it in the background. So much like I watch Twitch, right. I'll tend to like when I'm like editing videos and whatnot. I tend to put stuff in the background, just have some kind of white noise per se.
Right.
And I don't know. It's kind of soothing in a weird way.
Hmm.
Watching someone consume 50,000 calories worth of Five Guys.
I guess I watch like making of movies. Like I really enjoyed the. It was like an hour long talk with. Roger Deakins, the director, when he was talking about Mad Max Fury Road.
Okay.
And I just listened to that.
Is that a podcast or is that a video?
It's a video on Vimeo.
Can you send me that? That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find it.
It's okay. See the Chrome edition of the movie?
No, I need to. Because I can buy it. Like it's, you know. $10
I know that Capital had it a little while ago, so
yeah, I wanted to see it. Like, that's a new thing, is like black and white versions of stuff. Like, mm-hmm. Logan did it too.
Yeah, I still haven't seen that yet. I still need to see that movie.
Logan.
I noticed all the superhero stuff when I walked in. Captain America, Iron Man. I saw Iron Man back there as well. So
I got Scott Pilgrim in my room and Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that's wonderful. No Fast and the Furious stuff though.
I don't. I didn't work at the theater. Oh no, I worked at the theater when Fast Five came out.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was still sort of ironic, my love for Fast and the Furious.
It's
the
amazing though.
But it became like
you didn't like that one either, right?
Fast Five. Fast Five.
No,
is the
Fast Five.
Best.
That's when. Really? That's when the series gets kicked back up again.
Okay.
Five and six are the best ones.
Okay, I was thinking that was. Better.
And then Tokyo Drift is.
We don't. That's just
I like Tokyo Drift. I did find it.
I know. I listened.
I just
to that
picked
one.
A really bad one.
It felt really bad because. I know that you had so much love for the Fast and Furious franchise.
And it was
I'm
just
like,
two people who were like, I don't care.
Yeah. But you're like getting really excited. I'm like yelling at my phone. I'm like, I have answers.
Oh,
I have
just wait
questions.
Till you hear the Halloween episode we did last week.
Well, Halloween as in the movie Halloween?
Yeah.
With the Rob Zombie ones? Or the
the original one.
Okay.
Very original.
I've never had to defend Halloween before in my life. And I did a terrible job of doing it, apparently.
Okay.
George is very defensive.
This episode's probably going to come out before that.
After
who's the guest then?
My friend Lisa Sanchez.
Okay. That's wonderful.
She'd seen it when she was younger, didn't care for it.
Okay.
And thought it was boring.
Okay.
And
so I can
did
see
this
that.
Loser.
I didn't hate it, but it didn't sweep me up. I mean, there was things to like about it. But
it didn't blow your skirt up then?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Going back and watching old horror movies doesn't like if I would have watched it as a kid, like,
it would have had a better impact onto it.
Yeah. Just realizing I'm bad at defending things that I didn't think I'd ever have to defend.
Yeah, because you didn't think you'd have to, so you don't have to make points and reasoning for it.
It's fucking Halloween. Like.
So, for example, my girlfriend and the majority of people I know were like The Shining, and I still can't get myself to finish it.
I just said this. We were talking about The Shining yesterday. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think I love Kubrick's probably my favorite director.
I love The Shining.
And it looked awesome. I just don't like Stephen King, and I feel like it just kind of.
Yeah, I think it's one of my least favorite of his, other than maybe like Barry Lyndon and like Lolita.
Okay, so Maximum Overdrive is like still up there.
No, not a Stephen King of Kubrick.
Oh, Kubrick. My bad. Sorry. God, what if Stanley Kubrick directed Maximum Overdrive?
I would watch the fuck out of that movie. Just the Green Goblin thing. Head on the car.
Like. Oh, my God. Oh, and it's just that, like that one
static,
shot.
Yeah, just be a static shot for 45 minutes.
I'd watch that. But yeah, and I feel like I missed the boat because I haven't seen it since like last year.
Really?
And I feel like I lost it because I wasn't present in that time.
That's
and
how I
feel
am like about aliens.
Movie. Exactly. Do you guys know that Danny McBride is writing a Halloween movie?
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear that.
It's ignoring anything after
season,
3.
Okay.
So it's 1
after
and 2.
After 3 or?
Well, 3. Yeah, it's ignoring 3 through whatever.
Because Season of the Witch was garbage. It was.
You're crazy.
It was bad.
It's a good movie, but it's a bad Halloween movie.
Okay. I will agree with you on that one. How about that? That's fine.
It has that stigma of being a Halloween movie, and that's why people always talk shit about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good trashy movie.
Yeah, it's definitely like it has that 80s.
It's got fucking Stonehenge and like masks that turn kids' faces into bugs.
That's true. Okay.
It's super
I get
weird
it.
And like funny, and I don't know.
It's campy.
Yeah, it's great.
It's in its own regard. So,
speaking of horror, the most recent episode of Twin Peaks was amazing.
Oh,
horror.
Man. Eight. So I finally know all the Laura Palmer stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Is it worth to keep going? Or?
I say so. I love it.
Okay.
We're still going to do an episode about that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't
get 20
Peaks.
Lynch fan.
Gotcha. But. I'm still trying to like wrap my head around it because I feel like David Lynch is interesting. But it's one of those things where I didn't watch it when I was younger, and I feel like maybe I missed a little bit of the finesse of it because now it seems like just like a normal thing.
That's how
to
I feel
have
about
murder.
Fincher in general.
Yeah.
I got into it.
Lynch, I'm sorry.
No, yeah. Fincher, yeah.
David Lyncher.
David Lyncher Fincher.
I'd watch his stuff.
What?
I'd watch his stuff.
Yeah.
So they both like Nine Inch Nails, so
yeah. Yeah, and you can do the new Facebook movie, and it's just the two of them co-directing it the whole time.
Masterpiece.
It'd be amazing. It'd be absolutely wonderful.
I would think he should direct every movie. I would watch every David Lynch project forever. I don't care how weird it is.
Okay.
I'm into it. I'm a super fan.
So what if David Lynch made super the fan. New Fast and Furious film?
Oh, my God.
Totally would watch it.
I'd be very conflicted.
I feel like everything would hurt in the best of ways, so...
He was supposed to do Return of the Jedi.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, and he ended up doing Dune instead.
Okay.
Which got him connected to Kyle MacLachlan.
Why did he choose Dune over...
I think it was a studio thing.
Like, okay.
I think he didn't have enough control or something. I don't know.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I figure he does what he wants normally anyway, so...
Yeah.
Until the second season of Twin Peaks where they just, you know, all that jazz, so...
I would have loved to have seen... And I would have been really interested to see what Return... I mean, it can't be any... I don't want to say it can't be any worse, but it can't be any more plain.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cookie-cutter. I like Return of the Jedi, but it is a cookie-cutter story, and that's fine, because that's what you expect of a Star Wars film, so...
Yeah. Well, let's get into final opinions, final shots.
Okay.
Then we'll start with you, since you're eating.
I will just say, I'm not used to eating chili with noodles.
Okay.
It's really weird.
Yeah, it's just definitely a Cincinnati
thing. It
feels
like I'm just eating pasta
mm-hmm.
at that point. The Coney dog was all right.
How was their hot dog?
It was kind of a weird hot dog,
in my opinion. It's boiled. That's why I asked the boiled question
I usually
earlier.
Like boiled hot dogs, but it was kind of weird to, like...
Why'd they boil it?
Like, a thing like chili, like, I feel like you're cooking it for so long,
mm-hmm.
and, like, it's a thing that's just cooked along, and it's just got a lot of heat and fire, and, like, so, like, if on a chili dog, I want, like, a grilled hot dog.
Gotcha.
Personally.
Yeah.
That seems weird. Like even just getting like a roller, like a gas station type thing.
Yeah.
Better.
The chili though, it wasn't as bad as I was expecting it to be. Mm-hmm. I thought I really wasn't going to like. I mean, I'm not a picky eater though.
Yeah.
But, I would say it's a hit for me, but I don't really. It's like an outside of the target.
Okay.
Like it just hits the target.
So it just like nicks the outside of the target.
I don't know if I will eat it again though. Honestly.
Okay, like, that's understandable.
And I'm like, eh.
Understandable.
I'll have the chili I like. Well, it's based on what I judge it then, because if this goes back to the Halloween episode,
it
didn't blow me away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say miss.
I feel like you needed a bunch of air horn sounds at that
beep,
point.
Beep, 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 beep.
So really just put them in and post. Point home.
Put them in and post.
There you go.
Just burp a little bit.
There you go.
Or fart. These beans are bubbling in me.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you guys feel, I guess, before we start wrapping?
Dehydrated.
Dehydrated now?
Yeah.
It's very salty.
I mean, it's a hot day, too.
Yeah. Eating this in the summer, like seeing all those people in there in the summer is like, that's the wrong approach to do that. Like, I feel like chili is simply a fall to winter kind of deal.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So the fact they were in there like willingly, like going back to the depression thing, nails it on the fucking head.
It's a small 20-inch TV with cartoons on it.
Yep. And it's up really high too. It was like basically on the ceiling. Like it's real weird. Real...
I mean, it was popping. It was dinner time. Like, but I did not expect to see that many people in there.
Exactly. Yeah. Weird. It's 6 o'clock. It's starting to get dinner.
I honestly didn't expect that kind of dining experience.
Yeah.
I thought it was more fast foody.
Yeah. They also, I don't know if that one does it, but some will actually, you sit down and it's like an actual restaurant too. So you can, like a waitress.
It seemed like there was like a waitress table.
Yeah. I think it might be just a certain area. I don't usually stay there when I eat, cause I don't want to eat that in public, cause I'll just like destroy it. So yeah.
I don't want to be one of those people.
Exactly. You can't know my depression yet. It's not fair.
Well, for me, I guess this is a hit.
Okay.
If someone were to say, "Hey, let's go to Skyline Chili," I wouldn't be like, "Oh, let's find somewhere else."
Yeah.
You know, in general. But I'm not going to go out of my way for it. I'm definitely not going to drive 20 minutes away.
Exactly.
To go get it.
Well, that's why you go to the AMC over there with the reserved seats. And then
that place fucking sucks.
That one? You don't like that one?
I just wanted to go see Baby Driver there, and there were just literally children running up and down the aisle.
Now, how was Baby Driver?
It's fucking great.
Is it?
I absolutely
100% recommend it. Is it your favorite Edgar Wright film?
No, Scott Pilgrim will always be that. I don't want to say always, but Scott Pilgrim, I think, is his best movie so far.
Question
Baby Driver is more like finessed.
Okay.
Like it's more technically a better movie.
Because of the studio backing, you feel, or?
I feel like he's learned a lot in his last four or five movies.
Yeah.
And Scott plus he's had this idea for so long.
Yeah, it was like a music video that he shot or something like that, I believe.
I mean, it feels like a almost like a musical. In a
okay.
way. Like it's interesting how he does it, but like.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to go see Shaun of the Dead again. I haven't revisited that.
Mm-hmm.
The same with Hot Fuzz, but I probably, like, as of just my gut, it'd be like Scott Pilgrim, probably Shaun of the Dead.
Okay.
Probably Hot Fuzz and World's End are kind of tied.
Okay.
I think World's End doesn't get the credit it deserves.
Okay.
I think it's
I think it's the weakest of the Cornetto trilogy.
I think it's the least funny.
Yeah.
I think it's the strongest in terms of like character and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it's not the one I revisit the most.
Yeah.
And then, well, no, fuck, because Baby Driver is really good. I think I'd put Baby Driver above Hot Fuzz.
Okay.
Just only slightly.
But below Shaun of the Dead.
Yes.
Okay. Seems like we have pretty much the same taste.
I haven't seen A Fistful of Fingers, but not many people
Oh, yeah.
Have.
No, yeah. That's he said he's going to be releasing that on a DVD someday.
Oh, really?
And we don't know. It pops up. I try to keep a Google alert for it, actually, because it pops up on YouTube once in a while.
Right,
but they take it down within, like, a couple hours. So you really have to, like, got to nail that time slot.
Dang.
So
yeah. I could probably find, like, a torrent of it or something.
I'm sure,
I never torrent anything. What am I talking about? What's a torrent?
Yeah, what is the torrent? It's, it's you load it to your Winamp, and then you download through Kazaa, and then you play it through LimeWire Pro that you downloaded from LimeWire.
Oh, yeah, I paid LimeWire.
Yeah, everyone did.
Yeah.
Everyone did. Mm-hmm. That's the idea.
Yeah.
I still think that Skyline Chili for me is definitely a hit. I'm a little bummed, though, because my mom helped open that store. Yeah. Actually, my father was the first customer, and they had his dollar bill on the wall, and it's no longer there.
What?
So, I know, right?
Bought it.
Exactly. I don't know why they would...
They didn't give it back to your dad, though, either?
No, nothing.
Your dad doesn't have the first dollar?
No, not at all. No one has it. We do have Skyline Chili jackets, though, and I have a Skyline Chili sweatshirt, which I wanted to wear,
so same
but
thing,
it was
basically.
Fucking hot as shit. Yeah.
Are they Letterman's jackets?
Yeah, it's really... I'll have to see. I think my sister has it now, but the Letterman jacket, it's like silky too. It's so shitty.
It's so shitty.
It is. I'll have to see if I can find it.
Yes,
I'll send you a picture for sure. But yes, I still think Skyline Chili is a good alternative to other fast food places. Yeah. It's harder to find, obviously.
Yes.
I think having it once and then it's not going to change your opinion if you have it again for the most part.
Yeah.
I like it. I think it's good. You know, once again, I grew up on it, so I feel like you get that kind of acquired taste when you're a child. Kind of happens. What are you gonna do?
Right.
Yeah. Give it a try. If not, then just make your own fucking chili. I don't know.
Make your own fucking chili. Yeah.
It's not that hard to. Exactly. Put some beer in there, and then
drink a couple before it's done.
There you go. It just let it simmer for a while. That's about it. That's how chili's made.
And babies.
And babies too. Yes.
So a few beers and let it simmer for a while.
Gross.
All right. Well, do you guys have anything to plug? Kyle, you have a podcast, right?
I do. Yes. It is called the Plucking Petals Podcast with James and Kyle.
Do you wish it was Kyle and James?
No. Even though I do all the work, he knows that though. But it sounds better as James and Kyle.
It's alphabetical order.
Yeah. It just has a good ring to it. Kyle and James, it has its semantics wise. I think just kind of that E really screws it up.
It sounds, I feel like it's like LeBron James. It's like Kylan James.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Next episode, I'm going to try that, and then he'll probably get upset and think I'm slowly throwing him off of the podcast.
James and Kyle. Yeah.
Then you got to change the logo. And,
exactly.
Yeah,
so, yeah, Devin was a guest a couple months ago. Georgia is an open invitation. If you would like to hang out sometime.
Accepted.
Okay, cool. We talk about problems. We can talk about films.
Well, I caught a lot of problems.
That's perfect. It's awesome. We just did a whole episode for James' birthday where he bitched about PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds for an hour and a half. So normally it's not a video game podcast. It's normally more of a comedy kind of thing. When does this go up, do you think?
Probably 3 or 4 weeks.
End of July, yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm opening for the band Psycho Stick at Agora.
Okay.
Nice. That's on the 24th, so I'll be doing an opening set with them.
Oh, yeah.
Is it just you, or is it a band?
Just me. I am a rapper as well. Okay. So just comedy sense and whatnot. So
Mayor Wirtz. A.K.A. Formerly
MC Cool Whip, because I was at one point 17 and thought that'd be fucking hilarious.
I was into it.
Not many people were, and I appreciate it. Yeah. So I'm opening for Psycho Stick August 24th at the Agora. Get your tickets. They're available. My album Try Harder should be done by the end of the year. I am on a improv team in Lakewood called Something Dada. They perform at the Beck Center.
Oh, yeah.
I am currently on their rehearsal team, so hopefully slowly moving up. I just got accepted last week, so that's nice.
Yeah. I didn't know.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. And then I'm going to be doing sketch comedy in November, I think, for a benefit kind of thing. Yeah. I did a sketch comedy troupe called Cool Kids Club. We did a playhouse last year, and now I think we're doing it again in November sometime. Still a date to be determined.
No, I just real quick want to interject. Kids.
We were really sad because they wouldn't let us in, but also we didn't really know about them.
Yeah.
So
okay.
It didn't help.
It happens. Okay. It's okay. So I think that's about it. I'm not really doing anything on the internet right now. My whole Mayor Wirtz Reviews food series is over. There's 51 episodes of me improv eating food and acting like I never had it before.
Culminating in one of the best.
You ever do a water episode?
I think I can't remember now. It's been over.
The last episode was a liquid, though.
It was. Yeah. Because I didn't do water because the last episode is the first time I've ever drank a liquid. I'm not selling this at all. I find it funny. Not many people do. So yeah, check that out. I think that's about it. You find me, Mayor Wirtz, on pretty much everything. Yeah. I'm around. So thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for going to Skyline. I hope you guys like aren't going to do anything super physical. Because
never have.
I went kayaking yesterday. And
okay,
I,
so you're good. You got to burn. You see, you need more protein. So why not all of this? All this wonderful garbage.
All the fat I cleared out of my body yesterday is right back where it belongs.
Good. The way God intended.
Amen. God bless.
God bless.
Well, I have the drive-in August 12th. It might be the last one, so you should probably come. It's going to be Scott Pilgrim versus the World, speaking of Edgar Wright.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I'm going to be programming a little bit of, like, movies or video game commercials and trailers and stuff like that, so it should be fun. Okay. Other than that, I got fucking nothing. Play Friday the 13th, the game with me. I play PS4.
Oh, man. Do you like that?
It's good. It's buggy. Okay. When you're Jason, it's awesome.
Is it?
When you're a camp counselor, it's kind of frustrating.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, I mean, it's fun.
Have you tried Dead by Daylight yet?
I don't know what it is.
We can talk about that after the show. But, yeah, I think you'd like that probably a little more. Okay. A little less buggy. I'll explain it afterwards.
Yeah. Got anything, Dev?
I was just on. Go listen to the Lousy Weather Media main show. We talked for 3 hours on July 4th last night.
Ooh, wow!
I think we actually talked for like 4 hours, but I think three ended up making it on.
Impressive.
But it was a blast. We drank Mexican tequila. Those guys are hilarious and awesome. Paul Wolf, Sean Ast, Bob Camparta, Josie. What's her last? Josie? I only know Josie Marie.
Yeah.
I don't know her last name, actually. I don't think
she has her last name on Facebook. So.
And then Slim was also on there, Jorge. But, I know, it was a blast. Go listen to them. Go listen to all their podcast network. Mm-hmm. We've had Calhoun on from Unbelievables. And Jordan from Let the Hate Flow Through You. Follow us, though. Fuck all those guys.
Yeah, those dummies. They're all Akron dudes.
Follow us on Twitter, on Instagram, at SecondShotPod. And then email us at secondshotpod@gmail.com if you want to be on the show and defend something shitty or
something cool.
Listen to George defend something shitty.
Yeah, basically.
Perfect.
I also have Snapchat now. I'm going to plug that for some reason. Give me an excuse to like send nudes. By the time this goes up, send me some boobs. I definitely need them. I think I typed in my screen name wrong. So. I think it's G Bun 22.
George Bun.
So it's G B U N.
Just
22. Just, so
we can only send you bunny Snapchats that.
Yeah, so you can't change it? It's fine.
No, you can't change it. So I can delete it, but I've already added like people. I'm like, I don't really feel like going through and editing this again. Like,
yeah.
George Bun.
So find me on that. I wanted to just make it a champion. I don't know why I didn't do that. Just make everything concise, but it makes it very difficult for me. I make it very difficult to make things concise, like the end of this podcast. but yeah, we will we'll talk to you later. Bye. Oh, bye. Oh, God, bye. Please come back. Bye.
I wanted to talk, but I had a burp in the middle of my throat the
entire
time.
Will you promise not to eat food on the microphone ever again?
No.
Perfect.
Okay, bye.
Especially because I'm going to do it right now. You ready? All right. My name is Devin Newson. This is July 5th, 2017. I'm going for the world record Skyline Chili Oyster Cracker eating record. I think it's Guinness official. No one has ever eaten an entire bag of Skyline Chili Oyster Crackers, and I'm going for the record now. Got a glass of water just in case for emergencies. In case I don't make it. One cracker. Two crackers. Three crackers. Four crackers. Five. Six. Seven crackers. Eight crackers. Nine. Ten. 11. 12. I'm getting really tough right now. I'm getting really hard to fit all these crackers in my mouth. 13. 14. 15 crackers. I think we're about halfway, maybe a little less. 16. 17 crackers. 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. It's hard to get them from the bottom of the bag. 24, 25, 26, 27, 28 crackers. I can barely breathe right now. It's gonna be a close finish.
Turning into a snuff film very quickly.
29. Wait, what number was that? 30. 30 crackers. We're on the home stretch. 31. 32. 33, count down, I want a countdown. 34. 35. Sorry about your microphone. Alright, I just. I've been done this too. Wait, what number? 35.
36. You're cleaning this up.
37, I will. 38 crackers. I get world record Skyline Cherry Oyster Cracker leader, right here, number one.
You deserve a Bud Light. That's all we got in this house.
I think I'm going to die.
Oh. How do you feel now?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.